My guest at this time is Corey Stewart. He is chairman of the Prince William County, Virginia Board of Supervisors and a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Virginia is one of just two governor's races this year, and those are often seen as a bellwether on the nation's political mood 1 year after a presidential election. Virginia also term limits its governors to only one term, so Democrat Terry McAuliffe cannot run for re-election. Primary day in the Old Dominion is June 13th, and Mr. Stewart is looking to close the gap here in the final weeks against former RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie, whom polls currently consider the frontrunner, and Gillespie narrowly lost a Senate race to Mark Warner back in 2014. And Mr. Stewart, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be on your show today.
You, I believe, have been elected to three terms as chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. Why are you running for governor?
Well, it's been actually four times, and I'm the only Republican who's been able to win up here in Northern Virginia, countywide. My district is 454,000 people. It's a 60-40 Democratic district, and I've been able to win it four times. The only Republican who's been able to do that. Running for governor, I know how to win. I've done so as a conservative. I led the nation's toughest crackdown on illegal immigration. I've been able to cut spending deeply in my county, reduce taxes. The lowest tax jurisdiction now in Northern Virginia. And that's what I want to do for Virginia. I want to put in some tough reforms, cut spending, cut taxes, bring back jobs, but crack down on illegal immigration. And there are a few other issues, but those are probably the key ones.
Let's talk about job creation. Now, what are your priorities for doing that, and how do you keep spending down?
Well, I've made Prince William County number one in job growth in Virginia and number three in the United States in terms of job growth. And we did that by cutting spending. We required each of the departments to come up with a list of cuts at 10, 20, and 30% of their budgets. We then selected from those cuts the amount of cuts that we did. We cut $185 million out of our base budget in Prince William in a single year. And that's what I want to do in Virginia. We've got a state budget that's out of control. State taxes are far too high. And we're losing lots of jobs in North Carolina because of it. And in Virginia, what I'd like to do is reduce the top marginal income tax rate from 5.75% to 4.75%. We're going to do that in a single year by cutting spending in the Commonwealth. That will help bring back jobs. Our taxes are just too high. That's the number one thing that we can do in Virginia to improve the business climate.
Let's talk about a couple of key figures in this race, one whom you're running against and one whom you're not. Let's start with the outgoing governor, Terry McAuliffe. What do you see as his legacy over the past 4 years?
Well, it's been terrible. McAuliffe is so political. He's so partisan. He's been running, essentially, everyone knows he's going to be running for president of the United States. And he's refused to cooperate with Republicans in the General Assembly, even on common sense things like, voter ID laws and things that are necessary. We do have voter fraud. We know we have a problem when there are more voters voting in jurisdictions than those who are registered to vote. And that's been happening in Virginia. And he's refused to do anything about that. He's been an awful governor. He's been terrible. We've been losing about 10,000 manufacturing jobs per year under McAuliffe. He's been bouncing around the world, in a big PR stunt to try to show that he's bringing in jobs from, China and elsewhere. But none of them have come to fruition. And we've been really losing lots of jobs to North Carolina and other states. So his legacy is really terrible.
The front runner, at least according to the polls right now, for the Republican nomination is Ed Gillespie. You call him Establishment Ed. Explain why you believe that's the appropriate moniker and explain where you see the biggest differences between you two.
Sure. Well, the thing is that Establishment Ed Gillespie, has refused to take any hard-line positions on anything. If you ask him to take a position on illegal immigration, he'll say he's against it. But if you look at his record, he said when he was running for the Senate in 2014 on the Larry Kudlow show that he was for amnesty for 12 million illegal aliens, including gang members. When people start to see the truth, that he's saying he's a conservative now, but the truth is that, when he runs in a general election, when the pressure is on from the press and the Democrats, the real Ed comes out. He's a liberal, and he is for amnesty. He is for amnesty on illegal immigration. On the life issue, he says he's pro-life, but then he He would not sign legislation that would prohibit partial birth abortion or late-term abortions. On virtually every issue, even his tax cut policy, he says he's going to cut taxes. But he doesn't cut a single nickel in spending. Well, we know that on the state level and the local level, you cannot cut taxes unless you're able to cut spending. He won't do it because he knows it's controversial. He refuses to take a hardline position. So when people start doing more research and they're looking into who they're going to vote for on June the 13th here in Virginia, they're going to realize that this is just another establishment Republican, won't take a hardline position on taxes or spending or life or illegal immigration. They're going to choose me because they know that I'm firm on all of those issues.
Corey, you mentioned taxes and spending, so I want to go back to one more question on economics. I know, I remember from back in your 2015 campaign for chairman of the supervisors, your reelection campaign, there was some debate when it came to property tax rates in Prince William County. On one argument was that there were the lowest rates in Northern Virginia. Other was the lowest tax burden in Northern Virginia. Is it one or the other or both?
It's the lowest tax burden. It's the lowest tax bills. And the most important thing, you know, prior to me becoming chairman, there was a lot of game playing. The previous chairman was reducing the tax rate, but property values were skyrocketing. And I came in and I said, look, we need to be upfront and honest with people. What matters to people is what their bill is, not what the rate is, not what their value is, but at the end of the day, what is their bill? And so tax bills today in Prince William County are $4,038 on average. And when I came into office, this is adjusted for inflation. When I came into office, average tax bills were $4,141. So they've come down over the course of 10 years, even though we've built 20 new schools, hired thousands of new teachers, literally, and hundreds of new firefighters, police officers, and we have the number one road building program in the state, and our tax bills are lower today. In fact, they're the lowest in Northern Virginia by about 30%.
You also mentioned the crackdown on illegal immigrants. There obviously was a lot of press attention about that during your earlier days as chairman of Prince William County. Talk about the role the governor plays in terms of confronting illegal immigration and what you would specifically do as governor.
Sure. Well, we've had a number of crimes, especially MS-13. They killed, they mutilated and murdered a boy down in 11th grader down in Lynchburg and then dumped him on the side of the road. They've been abducting and killing young women, young girls up here in Northern Virginia and in Hampton Roads. This is a vicious gang. Now, what I did in Prince William County 10 years ago, before anybody else did it, in fact, Arizona copied our policy, as we put a policy into place, we work with the federal governments, we identify every single person who was arrested in Prince William County, whatever the crime. And if they're here illegally, we initiate the deportation process. So far, we've handed over 7,500 over to ICE for deportation. The violent crime rate in my county came down by almost 50% in just 2 years. And that's what I want to do for all of Virginia. It'll be a tough crackdown, focusing on those illegal immigrants who are committing crimes or who are members of gangs.
We're talking with Corey Stewart, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia, currently the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. And Corey, another issue that you've gotten a lot of attention for is your defense of historic monuments, Confederate monuments in particular, even the Confederate flag. Why have you made that such a big issue?
Because our history is coming down. There are the left has now seized on this, and I'm sure you've heard this word, this phrase, a white supremacist. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to label all conservatives, all whites, really, as white supremacists. And they're starting by labeling all of these statues that we have in Virginia to Robert E. Lee and others as white supremacist statues. Now, it's false, but they're tearing down. The city of Charlottesville voted to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee. It's been there since 1924. And this is spreading. They said next time they're coming after Thomas Jefferson. And pretty soon it spreads throughout the state to Richmond, where we've got so many beautiful statues to Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, Jeb Stuart, and others. But they're all coming down. And it's not just in New Orleans, but it's in Virginia as well. If we don't stand up for this, We're going to lose our heritage. We lose our history. And when that happens, we lose our identity as well here in Virginia.
You're quoted in the Richmond Times-Dispatch as saying, folks, this is about the Confederate flag. This is a symbol of heritage. It's not a symbol of racism. It's not a symbol of slavery. I'm proud to be here with this flag. You go beyond saying, I understand a lot of people see it this way. I think they need to be respected. We need to respect our history. You're specifically standing on the side of that.
Well, I'm specifically saying that we need to respect our heritage and our history. And the truth is that I know that some people are offended by the Confederate flag, but it is part of our history. It is part of our past. And although there are many people who are offended by the flag, they have to understand that there are millions of other people across this country who have ancestors who fought honorably for the Confederacy. And when they're simply trying to honor their ancestors, they're trying to honor their heritage. They're not trying to offend. We need to stand up for everybody. Everybody should be able to honor their heritage. I mean, whether your heritage is from the southern U.S. or it's from Scotland or it's from Mexico or wherever it's from, you should be free to do that. Why are we picking so much and trying to shame law-abiding, proud Americans simply because they're trying to honor their ancestry and their heritage?
Mr. Stewart, you are a supporter of Donald Trump during the presidential campaign, and some folks to see your candidacy kind of in that mold. The current front runner, at least according to the polls, is more of an establishment figure. You're taking on political correctness, as you see it, with the historical monuments and so forth. Do you see the parallels there? Are you modeling your campaign in any way on his?
Well, I've always been like this. I've always been very blunt. Some would say brash, but I'm very, very blunt, and I've won on that. And the reason is because people are so sick and tired of political correctness. They're sick of the swamp, and we've got a swamp here in Virginia, just like there is one in Washington D.C. So I'm not trying to copy Donald Trump. I respect him greatly, but I am my own man. And I do see things very similarly to Donald Trump. I've been cracking down on illegal immigration for 10 years. And I believe that political correctness is a bondage from which we must break free. It's limiting our First Amendment freedoms in this country. So there are a lot of similarities, but I'm not intentionally trying to copy his campaign.
And how do you see yourself getting to the nomination? What needs to happen between now and June 13th?
Well, we need to get the word out that my competitor is not a conservative. He's an establishment political hack who will not take a position on any of the hard issues. We got to get that word out. We're going to be doing that over the next 6 weeks. And when people learn the truth, they will come out and vote for me, Corey Stewart, on June the 13th.
Where can folks find you online?
www.coreystewart.com or on at Corey Stewart VA or Corey Stewart VA on Facebook.
Very good. Corey, thanks very much for your time today. We'll let you get back to the trail.
Thank you.
Corey Stewart is chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.